No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Said, well, I listen to you because you tell it like it is. 100% anyone speaks those lunatics of murder. Right. I mean, if you inflame this, then you are responsible. That's the bottom line. If you've been doing that, you know, I don't care. I don't care. There are plenty of good people on both sides of the aisle, but if you're one of the people who have inflamed this this hatred for ICE agents and for National Guardsmen, then you, by proxy, are responsible as well. Look at yourself in the mirror. Look what you did. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. Tex said, not an X factor, but a big game from Antonio Williams Saturday. I'm buying both of that. Again, I wouldn't, like this texter, I wouldn't call him Antonio Williams an X factor. He's too good to be that. But I do think he could be the factor that decides the game. In fact, I would be shocked if Clemson wins without Antonio Williams having a big game, right? I mean, I don't think it's possible. I think for Clemson to win, Antonio Williams is going to have to be really productive. Let's be honest, okay? Of all the guys on the offense, who's the guy you most trust? It's Antonio Williams, right? He's the guy you most trust of anybody in the offense. I mean, he was hurt and banged up and really didn't get going until about halfway through the year, but he's the guy you most trust, correct? I mean, and who's second? Randall? Probably. But I think the guy you most have faith in is Antonio Williams. You know, hey, look, anybody can drop a pass no matter how good you are. When does this guy ever drop a pass? You know, everybody else does in the receiving corps. When does Antonio Williams drop a pass? Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's happened. I know he had the fumble when he was a kid in the South Carolina game, but when does Antonio Williams drop a pass? It really doesn't happen. It really doesn't happen. You can get in if you want, 654-7627. We have lots to get to before we get out of here today. And I want to go through all the other games in the country. And we're going to start to do that and break all those games down. And we're going to start to do that right now. Before I do that, let me tell you about Nick Lavery. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, behind Mellon, Rushman, Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? That's Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney. He'll help you get the help you deserve. His office, again, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, behind Mellon, Rushman. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. Been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event. Can disrupt your entire life. It doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. You're going to need a quality South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your bacon. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. This is really important. I was in a serious car accident on Clemson Boulevard. I was at a stoplight, and a woman drove into me going like 50 miles an hour. Never hit her brake at all. And just totaled my vehicle, which was basically brand new. It had 10,000 miles on it. And totaled my truck. And I felt like every organ in my body was collapsing. I mean, I honestly remember thinking, this is it. You're going to die. I remember thinking that. I remember thinking, this is what it feels like. And it felt like every internal organ got crushed. And I didn't go to the hospital. My vehicle was totaled. I refused. The police and emergency all wanted to take me to the hospital. And not only did I refuse, I drove my total vehicle home, which they didn't want either. But that's how pigheaded I was. And that was wrong, all right? That was just a mistake. And then insurance companies want you to sign your life away. anytime you're in an accident, they want you to sign away. They don't want you to come up with some injury 4 weeks from now that they're going to have to pay for. They want to pay whatever it is up front, whatever minuscule amount it is up front, and get you to sign. Don't sign anything until you talk to Nick Lavery. You know, get your emergency treatment. Don't do as I did. And then definitely don't do as I did. Call Nick Lavery. He will guide you as to what you should and should not do. Do that. You'll thank me later. Wrongful death. Look, if a loved one of yours dies in some wrongful death issue, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to someone else's negligence, it's time for justice. Nick will make sure you get justice. And finally, parenting is hard. We all know it. Kids get in trouble. It happens. Nick and his team aren't going to judge you. They're going to help you. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child. Doesn't matter what the issue is. DUI, minor possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick's here to help you and your child for your free consultation. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. I promise you will thank me later. All right, Ramona, we have miles to go. Let's get to some of the games. Let's do that. In fact, Ramona's on the phone, so let me also tell you about my friends at Bennett Equipment. Eddie Bennett is the best. BennettEquipment.com is the website. That is your portal for all your – you want to jump in this portal. This is your portal for everything you need to know. Everything Bennett Equipment has, you need to know. They have it. BennettEquipment.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Four locations in business, a quarter century, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, 1897 U.S. 76 Hiawassee, Georgia, providing you with equipment. This is Bennett Equipment. The equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. I've been a part of renting an excavator from the Westminster location. It was amazing. Worked from morning right into the night. Just incredible. This is Bennett Equipment, and this is the marriage of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. Takeuchi's the innovator in the industry. Came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-80s. You know, the saying around Takeuchi is Takeuchi works while others are being worked on. That's not just a saying, it's a fact. Bennett Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs. Largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate. Sales, rentals, service, parts. They do it all. They have it all. You know how it goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett Equipment. Thank me later. Illini Jay. Jay, how are you, Jay? Good to have you. Happy Thanksgiving, Jay.
Hey, well, long time no talk to. Thank you for having me on. Absolutely. I want to wish you and Ramona a happy Thanksgiving and all the listeners out there a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe and be aware of your surroundings. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on these 100%. Days. I'm not going to make any predictions like Stuart. I really enjoyed his call. I will say this. I hope the Packers do. No offense against what's his name? Hey Ted, or what? What's the guy that doesn't like the Packers?
Doesn't like the Packers. Who doesn't like the Packers? Or not? I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Who's the St. Louis Cardinal guy?
Oh, Ed. Oh, yeah, Ed. Ed
goes, yeah. Oh, Detroit beats the Packers. Ed? The Packers beat the Detroit, you know, early in the season. We're going to go down to Detroit and going to beat them again and have a little Thanksgiving turkey dinner on their behalf. Walt, I want to get, and I hope Illinois wins on Saturday against Northwestern so it does go over the 7.5 that I kind of egged you into back in August. Jeez, I can't believe they lost to Wisconsin last week. I was up there.
Yeah, I can't believe that one either, Jay. You know, I was thinking about you on that, Jay. You know what I was thinking about? I was thinking about how when I put you 13th before the year, you thought that was too low.
I know. That's okay. Hey, you know what? You can bring it on, baby. I can take it. But then again, you also had Clemson.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Up higher. So, let's back off that, okay? But I'm really looking forward to seeing Illinois play UConn.
By the way, Jay, could you give us the list of other teams who lost to Wisconsin this year? Sorry, Jay. Uh-oh. That one might have hurt him.
I'm still here. Okay. I'm just I'm just smiling at the phone going, you got a lot of guts, buddy. What I want to talk to you about, though, before, I know you got other callers, the Illinois-Connecticut game, it's at like 11:30 or 12:30 Friday.
At night?
No.
Oh, okay.
In the day at Madison Square Garden.
Well, let's go. Let's go.
And Connecticut, you know, they had a that was a great game against Arizona over the weekend.
Well,
how do you think Illinois?
Well, look,
I'm talking basketball, of course.
Yeah. Well, look, UConn was playing without their best player, so that's sort of important. I mean,
well, Illinois hasn't been playing with their best player really.
Well, I'm talking about the outcome of the UConn Arizona game. I mean, I think too many people made a big deal out of UConn and Arizona when, you know, UConn was playing without their best player. So I just...
Still at UConn, though.
Yeah, but again, Terrace Reed was averaging 20-12, and he's their center at 6'11 and whatever he is. And I just don't make anything of that. I mean, like, I think if UConn has Terrace Reed, I think they beat Arizona by 20.
Yeah, is he playing on Friday?
I don't know. I don't know. In fact, I'll look that up.
Do you think the two Illinois 7-footers can contain him?
I think that you have the size to compete with him, which matters. I'm looking him up right now.
This is one of the biggest Illinois teams we've had in a long time. But anyway, I appreciate your comments and even the snarky comments too. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Jay.
I'll see you next
Good
week.
Talking to you. Let's see. UConn's Terrace Reed dealing with an ankle injury. UConn could get starters back versus Illinois. Head coach Dan Hurley and the Huskies have a huge matchup against 13th-ranked Illinois and could have all hands on deck. The Huskies have been missing two of their top five players in their starting lineup in center Terrace Reed and five-star freshman Braylon Mullins. So I don't know the answer. Maybe. I guess my other point would be, even if he plays, you know, he's a 6'11 guy and a bad ankle. How long is he going to play? How effective is he going to be? I don't know. Beth, how are you, Beth? Good to have you.
Great. Y'all doing okay?
We are, Beth. Happy Thanksgiving, Beth.
You too. Thank you so much for how well you and Ramona represent.
Thank you.
Clemson class of 81. I've listened to y'all a lot, but never called.
Well, welcome in.
Yes, I'm proud of y'all, and I wanted to tell you something I think is a fun statistic regarding the Clemson-Carolina situation. As you can see, I'm class of 81. My husband's a little older than I am, if you can do some math. About 15 years ago, he woke up one morning and said, on this very weekend, you know, we're about to play them, and he said, I just thought of something. They can't get us in my lifetime. We're so far ahead. And newsflash, Walt, they can't get us in yours either. They have to win every game. I don't even know how old you are, but you'd have to be 110 for them to get us.
That's awesome. This is the best call of the day, Beth. I don't know what you've been waiting for.
Well, I want to tell you, too, that if we just keep on beating them at least like 2-1, then they can't get us in the lifetime of anyone who's alive now.
That is the best call of the week. If we keep beating them 2-1, Ramona, they can't get us in the lifetime of anyone who's alive, Fresley. That's just awesome.
That's it. That's all we need to know. And y'all are so kind. I got a lot of other stuff. I'll call you another day.
You make sure, Beth.
But you're wonderful.
You make sure.
All
so
right.
are you. Thank you, Beth. That's awesome. That's absolutely hysterical. Her husband woke up one day and just realized, Ramona, they can't catch me now in my lifetime. I'm good. You know, he's doing the math.
That's hilarious.
Figuring out what the expectancy is, you know, knowing what the record is. And Beth has compounded it and said, you know, and figured out if we just keep winning 2-1 for a little while longer, they're not going to be able to get over on anybody who's alive presently now. I'm sorry, South Carolina fans. You're going to have a hard time beating that historical data math analytics argument right there. That's pretty strong stuff. Hey, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wood in beams and joists cause mold and mildew. None of this is good, people. It's all bad, bad, bad. Contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. That's the worst of all, Ramona. You don't want your kids breathing moldy, bad air. I'm reading more and more about that stuff all the time. It's not good. Standing water and the musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any number of budget. Even the smallest leaks are going to get better over time. Call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financings available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that aren't open. You call my friends at Canty, they'll fix you up. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. All right, when we get back, we got a bunch of rivalry games to break down. We'll tell you who's going to win, why, what the main factors are. It's Road Rage. There's 40 minutes of hardcore football breakdown ahead.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed? We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and or diabetes, we can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
It's that time of year again. It's time to start thinking about Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's coming 2026, March the 14th. You've thought about it, maybe made a resolution or thought about maybe doing your first half marathon or 5K. Well, here's your year to do it. Sign up today. And what better way to give a present, too, if you'd like to give a stocking stuffer for the race entry. You can do that. Go to runsignup.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. 313 is a major sponsor with us, along with Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates, our two official sponsors, and Santee Cooper is also involved. It's going to be a fun day. You can check out our website at Race for the Green at Seneca SC Events on Facebook. And if you'd like to know more information, just go to our website at seneca.sc.us. Make a resolution, make a commitment to do your first 5K or half marathon and a relay, too. You can find it all at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Race for the Green 2026, March the 14th.
Tiger fans, the Carolina game is in Columbia this year. Clemson will be deserted, so Elkmont is going all in on their Black Friday sale. The deals are epic. If you're hearing this ad, the sale has already started at Elkmont. More items will be added daily. Be sure to check Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages for details. Featuring the brands you love. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and in Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Industrial Motor Service keeps production lines moving. Just ask Champion Aerospace.
It's always a pleasure talking with the staff at IMS. Every interaction is professional and courteous. They've helped us through many emergency situations. Always quick to respond for pickup, repair, and delivery.
For reliable service, expert repair, and a team that's there when you need them the most, trust Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com. Industrial Motor Service. Trusted, tested, dependable.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it.
Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
ESPN Bet is becoming the Score Bet this December. The same betting app you love, with a new look and promos curated just for you. Existing ESPN Bet customers don't have to change a thing. Your account, wallet, and bets will all remain the same. Plus, kick things off right now by logging in and claiming a 100% profit boost. More action, more rewards. More for you. The Score Bet, coming this December. 21 plus, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Talk about stepping up!
Bang! It's time to level up your game. Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. It's the ultimate fan experience. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com. Sign up now.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're back. Let's go, Ramona. Let's get to it. Hit it.
Okay,
Gotta run. Gotta hurry. Talk fast. Let's
Are
go.
You ready?
Yeah. Ready. Yeah, this is me. Ready.
Well, shut up then.
Go.
The first game is Georgia minus 12 and a half at Georgia Tech.
Uh-huh.
I took Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah, because I didn't want to. 12 points is a lot, and I don't like Georgia.
Yeah.
But Georgia Tech.
You went against two ways to win.
I did in this case.
You know, Georgia and Georgia Tech last year went like 8 overtimes.
Did they really?
They did.
You always got some kind of information that made me feel bad about checking. And then I look at your pick and it's the same.
Georgia Tech has the mighty Haynes King, who's a legitimate Heisman contender and should be. I mean, greatest player in Georgia Tech history. I mean, what are you kidding? I mean, he has accounted for 89 touchdowns in 34 games, which is insane. It's so far and away the all-time Georgia Tech record. I think that record will stand forever. I do. Through the eras, it's Georgia Tech, for crying out loud. I think that record stands forever. But here's the but. The but is they sort of suck. I mean, they really haven't beaten anybody all year. And the defense is atrocious. I mean, their defensive stop rate is probably like 110. It was 100. It's got to be worse than that by now. They just can't stop anybody. I mean, Haynes King, in back-to-back weeks, Haynes King put up over 1,000 yards of offense, only went 1-1 in those 2 weeks, and the one he barely won. So, I mean, he's the whole football team. He is the most, even more so than like Diego Pavia, Haynes King is the living, breathing definition of a one-man gang. I just don't think a one-man gang can beat Georgia. I just think they're too good. I mean, plus, I think they've been playing better offensively of late, and they know what happened last year. I mean, look, Haynes King's going to be out for revenge, and his heart is big enough to take down the world. It's just his mates aren't. His teammates stink, and that defense is atrocious. So I would like nothing more than for Haynes King and Georgia Tech to slay Georgia. If he does, just give him the Heisman Trophy. If Haynes King somehow beats Georgia, just give him the Heisman Trophy. I think they lose by 20. I just don't think they're good enough. What was the breakdown on this deal?
It was a 10-2, Georgia.
Really?
Uh huh.
Wow. So Georgia Tech and no love.
No love.
And I'm afraid I think that the 10 side is right. Just out of curiosity.
Who
will wear the scarlet letter?
Mike and Nick.
Mike and Nick. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good luck with that plan. I wish it were true. I don't see it. I mean, look, here's another thing, okay? Let's be honest with ourselves. We've seen the ACC at a conference. It doesn't look good. We saw Pittsburgh against Notre Dame. How is this not... I mean, we just watched Pittsburgh beat Georgia Tech's brains in at Georgia Tech. And we watched, and just before that, we watched Pittsburgh get destroyed by Notre Dame. Georgia's sort of on a Notre Dame type level, right? So how is Georgia Tech beating them? I just don't think so. I think it's 42 to 20 or 42 to 24 or something maybe, but I think Georgia Tech's in for a long day. Hope I'm wrong. I don't see it. I like Georgia.
Okay, the next one is Texas A&M.
You hear that, Georgia Greg, out there? I know you're out there, Georgia Greg. Happy Thanksgiving. What? What'd you say there?
I was going on to the next game.
Yeah, next game. That's what we do. Yeah, we go the first one, we do the second one.
Right, and then you said some junk about the game we already finished.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Texas A&M -2.5 at Texas.
Okay.
I took Texas. I'm two ways to win for a little bit here, you'll notice after this.
You're
Texas.
What's the spread on this?
2.5 Texas A&M.
Okay, so you went back to the two ways to win for me.
I did.
Well, look, a year ago when these two teams played, Texas mauled them. Wisner had a big game, and Texas mauled Texas A&M. And A&M's weakness is still that. They can still be run on. They can get after the passer, but they can be run on. The whole key, I think, in this game is whether Texas can run the ball against A&M. If they can, then they can protect Arch Manning, and Manning should be productive. If they can't run the ball against A&M, then young Arch Manning is in for a very long day against A&M's pressure, because A&M, I still think, leads the nation in sacks, and they can get after the quarterback. I think this is, A revenge game for Texas A&M. B, I think they're better. I think they have the better quarterback. I think they have the better running game. I'm not even sure whether they have the better defense. I just think A&M is better. And I think this is a game that they've waited a year for from a revenge standpoint, and I think they enact their revenge. I don't think it'll be easy, but I think it's like 30-20 Texas A&M. I think they're just the better team, and I think they're going to cause Arch Manning problems a year ago A&M could not stop the run. I don't know that they'll stop it, but I think they'll contain it enough that they can pressure Arch Manning, and I think they'll turn Arch Manning into a pumpkin. What do we get on this one, on this deal?
The breakdown on this one is 7-5 Texas A&M.
Hmm. Okay. Who are the...
The next one.
No. Who are the...
I don't want to say that.
Why?
Because I have to look at it and I don't want to. Okay, what do you want to know?
How old are you again? Jeez.
Old enough to make choices.
Okay. Not in this world.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Five. So I need five Texases.
Yeah.
We got Faxon, Morgan, Kwok, and me.
Okay.
And Nick.
All right. All right. Okay. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Okay. A&M easily. Maybe more easily than I said.
Okay. The next one.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
The next one is.
No, I'm just kidding.
Ohio State.
You know what? There are no givens in this year. That which is obvious. You know, look, for 20 years I've been doing this. I've talked in definitives, and I'm almost always right. Not this year. It just, you know, there's no definitives. It's impossible. All right, go ahead. This is, by the way, Ramona, we are approaching the weather game. Do you know the answer now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You act like that's like I'm supposed to know that.
Well, hey, the caller right after called in and said,
what?
It was obvious. He said it was obvious.
I
was talking about the weather.
He cares more about it than I do.
He said it was obvious. We were talking about the weather.
Sure. He said that after because he was like about to call and he said, oh my God, if I don't know that too, Walt's going to think I'm stupid.
All right. What's the game and the spread?
Ohio State, 9.5 at Michigan. I took Michigan.
You took Michigan. Uh-huh. And why did you do that?
Because they're underdog.
Okay, so two ways to win.
These are two ways to win for a little bit.
I took Ohio State. And honestly, when I took Ohio State, I was 100% confident that Ohio State would slaughter Michigan. But if this game is played in the snow and the wind and everything else, that negates the Ohio State passing game advantage. The big advantage Ohio State has over Michigan is the passing game. You take the passing game out of the equation, and they have no advantage over Michigan, none whatsoever, zero. So if the weather takes away Ohio State's passing game, they could actually lose the game. Because Michigan's not great, but they're well situated, including with a big athletic quarterback, to win a run-based football game in bad weather. So I do not feel confident at all about this anymore. In fact, if this game is played in snow and 30-mile-an-hour winds or something like that, Michigan will win. They'll win the game outright, and we'll have the biggest upset of the year. Ohio State needs this weather to be decent so they can exercise their passing game. But again, even cold, blustery conditions can kill a passing game. Look, this end of the season deal, it almost favors the way Michigan plays. And that's what we ignore every year. So you might be right. I felt really confident when I made this pick on Monday, not even thinking about the weather. But since then, I've been thinking about the weather, and I'm not nearly as confident, but I have Ohio State. What's the breakdown on this little deal?
7-5 Ohio State.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not, like I said, I'm not feeling all warm and fuzzy about it. I'm very concerned about that weather in Michigan.
Okay, the next one is
Can you imagine the Upper Peninsula there in Michigan already has 18 inches of snow.
I am just shocked.
18 inches of snow.
I know.
And you know what they're saying? They're saying that Chicago, not in this storm, but the next one, might be headed towards the biggest snowfall in the history of the city.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought it was pretty impressive.
I'm aghast.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty impressive.
The next one is Miami,
6.5. Oh, wait. I forgot. What? There's something else I have to tell you.
What?
The Roku again last night. Remember I told you about the Roku, about 100 million bugs to every human? Do you remember I told you that?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
The little factoid?
Yeah, yeah.
They put a new one up last night.
All right. What's it about?
Are you braced? Are you holding on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you holding on? You
yeah,
sure?
Yeah.
Well, I knew you were going to love this one, Ramona. The average human in a calendar year consumes almost 1 pound of insects.
I believe that. I don't know why. I think I've heard that. So... I'm not shocked.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ron.
I'm not shocked by that. I even had a friend one time go, you know, there's bugs on your eyes. I'm like, don't tell me that. Little tiny microscopic bugs on your eyelashes or something. I don't know. I'm like, please don't tell me that stuff.
Yeah. Mites on your bag, everything else.
I don't want to hear that.
Those gnats on almost all the food you consume.
I don't want to know. I want to live my life knowing that I kill the bugs that I see. And I can't help it about the other ones.
I thought that would interest you.
Yeah,
let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. They're the best. Brian and his team are just the best. The ultimate professionals. Proud to be a longtime partner of the Road Rage and the Roar. They're back. They're more affordable, more reliable, more trusted for all your tree service needs in the upstate, whether it's one tree or 20 trees. I was Mr. 20 tree, probably plus. They're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year. And we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property. If you've had the chance, so don't let that happen. Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Their expert team provides Franklin Tree Service assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. Look, I've employed Brian to do it all. And I had numerous trees which were a threat to me and to my home. And I knew it was just a matter of time. And had I not done this before Helene hit, I would have been killed. My home would have been devastated. Just no question about it. It's inarguable. Even in the wooded areas, I lost 50 to 75 trees. These trees were out in the open. They were at the back of my fence line, around my fence, and they were all leaning toward my home. They're all leaning toward the sun, leaning away from the woods. They're all leaning toward my home. They all would have fallen. In that storm, they all would have fallen. And there's just no question. Brian Franklin and his team fundamentally saved my life. They're fully insured, committed to top quality work. Call Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065. 864-947-9065. You know, right after I said this the other day, SC Buckeye wrote us and said, same here, Walt. They're the absolute best. They are. They're the best, period. End of story. Quick break.
Clemson, South Carolina, a tale as old as time. And we'll get you ready for kickoff right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. Starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. We'll have everything you need to get you ready for kickoff. Then the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 9. Don, Tim, and Reg, you'll have the call from enemy territory. And Dono Clark and I will wrap it up with the fifth quarter show. Finish up the 2025 college football season with us right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Whether it's cruising around the neighborhood or hanging out with friends at the tailgate, do it in style with a golf cart from Elite Custom Golf Carts. Let their friendly staff help you find the perfect ride for you and your family. Call today to ask about their free delivery to over 10 U.S. states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now with 3 locations, call or stop in and see what makes Elite Custom Golf Carts the Upstate's golf cart superstore. Visit them at EliteCustomGolfCarts.com. Proudly owned by a Clemson alumni. Go Tigers!
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag on Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world, with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Spartanburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walked up to the road rage. We're back. Let's go. Next game.
The next one is Miami 6.5 at Pitt.
Oh, this game is on the contest. Mm-hmm. I forgot that this game was on the contest. Okay, what do you do here?
I took Pitt.
You're going two ways to win.
Two ways to win. Not all the way, but
not all the way.
Them,
yeah. Just some of the ways.
Sometimes
you go two ways to win. Sometimes you go one way to win.
Yeah, see, there's no rhyme or reason
right,
to it.
There's no rhyme or reason.
Right.
Yeah, that's a shock. It's a shock. There's no rhyme or reason. Yeah,
that's
stunning.
True.
So you took Pitt.
I did.
What did I do?
It says here you took Miami.
Yeah, I think that's what I thought I took, but I did it Monday, so I was no longer sure. I forgot this game was even in the contest. I mentioned that earlier. I didn't think it was. Here's the deal for me on this game. We saw Miami play Notre Dame. I know it was the first game of the year, but fundamentally, those two teams are about even, right? We just watched Notre Dame go to Pitt and kick Pitt's A. And I just don't see any reason why Miami's not going to do the same thing. I know in theory it's a weather game.
Because it's probably going to snow there.
Well, tell me what the weather says. Look it up. Tell me what it says.
Now you got me looking up the weather.
Yeah, just give me the weather quickly. All Pittsburgh, right. Pennsylvania weather Saturday. Tell me what the weather says for Saturday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm guessing it's like 60. I'm guessing it's not. I'm guessing the weather issues are in the upper Midwest, not really in Pittsburgh. But we'll find out. Yeah, Miami obviously doesn't like cold weather, and that's the whole history of both college and pro football.
Says Saturday it's going to be 10%.
Come on, let's go.
10% precipitation.
Yeah,
temperature? 34 degrees.
34?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's okay. It's a little different then. But Miami has a run game, and they have an offensive line, so I'm not worried about it. I just think they're better, and I think they'll win by more than that. All right.
The next one is...
What was the breakdown there?
The breakdown is 9-3.
In favor of?
Pitt.
Really?
Yes.
9-3 in favor of Pitt?
Yeah.
Have these people been watching football?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It says, wow.
All right. Wow. Let's go. What's the next?
Okay, the next game is LSU at Oklahoma. Okay. Oklahoma's a 10.5 point favorite.
Yeah.
I took Oklahoma because I like Oklahoma.
Okay. And what? So this was not the.
No.
Okay.
It was because I like Oklahoma. Okay.
And I took LSU. So are we different on every game?
We're the same on Georgia, but I think we're not to the rest of them. Do you want me to say?
No, we're not to the rest of them. Is right.
We're the same on Georgia. Yeah. So far, we're different.
Taking LSU. These are both defensive teams, very similar in nature defensively. Oklahoma may have a tiny bit more offense than LSU, but it's reasonably close. I don't know how Oklahoma won last week. They shouldn't have. Missouri should have probably won the game outright. They certainly should have covered. Oklahoma scored 17 points. Are they going to score more than 17 against the LSU defense? I don't think so. I don't think they are. So what does LSU need to score to cover? 7. What's this line? 10.5?
10.5.
Yeah, it's just too many points.
Okay.
LSU, easy. Oklahoma wins. But LSU 100% covers. I just think so.
All right, the next one is Vandy.
What's the breakdown?
7-5.
In favor?
Oklahoma.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Really? Wow. I know. I'm shocked.
Wrong. 7 wrong on Thanksgiving. That's all.
The next one is Vandy
at
Tennessee.
I hate to see it. And I'm rooting for all those people.
I'm sure.
What's
thank you ever.
What's
Vandy at Tennessee.
Vandy at Tennessee.
2.5 Tennessee.
I hate this game.
And I took Vandy. Is that they're the underdog, so I took
okay, so this is two ways to win?
Yes, this is two ways to win.
I took Tennessee.
Yeah. It's a Tennessee 8-4.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of hatred for Vandy.
I know.
I don't get it.
Can you believe that?
No, because honestly, like on my rethought on this one is I might have gone the other way. I mean, I don't know. I really don't have a strong feel about this game either way.
I know.
But look, the Fighting Diego Pavias, I mean, plus his
I do like him.
Right. His mama with her.
I saw that, by the way,
with her Kim
too.
Kardashian
it's
hanging
like,
out.
Oh, my God.
You did see it.
I didn't click on her nothing. Yeah. You could tell just by looking at this.
It was trouble.
I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah. So mama wearing the Heisman Trophy dress.
He's like, I can't even play. My family is just in the news. I can't play football.
With her Kim Kardashian hanging out and doing the Heisman pose up in the stands.
I saw that.
I'm worried that she might fall out of the stands. She's getting a little shaky there.
Oh,
all right,
man.
So
So it's Tennessee 8-4.
All right, and you went Vanderbilt.
I did.
So we're opposite on every single one but one.
Yeah. So far.
How many games are left?
4.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is Alabama 6.5, Auburn at Auburn. I took Auburn.
What's the point spread here?
6.5.
Really?
No, 5.5.
Oh, see, now that makes a difference.
Yeah, big difference.
Big difference.
I know, dang.
I thought it was 5.5, you schmuck.
I know.
So it's 6.5.
What was I thinking telling you 6.5?
Right,
6.5. I know, dang.
So who'd you take?
You're always right, Walt.
Who'd you take?
Auburn.
That's a fact. Glad you meant it.
Yeah.
Auburn?
I really meant that. That really sounded like I was being sincere.
Auburn? I interpret sincerity where I'd like.
Yeah, I know you do. You just make the world like you wanted it to be, and the hell with the rest of it.
Auburn? You took Auburn?
Yeah.
I don't want to take the same thing you took. I'm trying to take the opposite.
But you took Auburn.
I regret that.
Because you hate Alabama.
It's probably right. I know. That's probably right. I probably did take Auburn because I just want Alabama to lose.
You did.
I'm sick of DeBoer. I'm sick of Alabama. Guy doesn't even want to coach there.
I mean,
screw
Saban
them.
Was sick of Alabama. He's
That's
gone.
True. That's
He's
true.
Even sick of him.
That's exactly true. Yeah, I don't have a bunch of reasons for why I took Auburn.
I don't have either.
You know, otherwise,
my reasons are probably just like yours.
Well, well, Alabama does struggle on the plains, and they tend to play close games there. And 5.5 is still a lot of points in a game like that. So, I assume Alabama will win. I will be rooting for Auburn to win. I will say this: Auburn's defense, if they're motivated, it's pretty salty. And Alabama's offense has been struggling to score points of late. Ty Simpson is starting to wear down. I said that a couple weeks ago, and you can see it happening. He's not getting a lot of help from the run game. If he doesn't get help from the run game at all, Auburn could steal this game. But I'm guessing we were high Bama on this. Is that right?
No, it's 5.5.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shocker.
How about that?
That's a shocker.
I'm totally shocked.
Yeah, stunner.
The next one is Oregon 6.5 at Washington.
Are you drunk?
Nope.
Okay, just checking.
I'm naturally happy.
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Oregon 6.5 at Washington. I took Oregon.
They're the favorite.
I know they are. No, you don't Shocked you didn't.
You don't have two ways to win.
Well, I mean, Oregon and Washington. Yeah, Oregon. I mean, yeah. I got to have some sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to have some sense. It's Oregon and Washington. I took Washington. How about that? And I sort of like this Oregon team. I've talked about how good they are defensively, how they stuff the run. I'm sort of a fan of this Oregon team. I think they could win the national championship. But here's the but. Oregon considers Washington their biggest rival, and these two teams truly hate each other. And Oregon has trouble at Washington. So I'm thinking that's going to happen again. What's the breakdown here? I'm guessing heavy Oregon?
Yeah, 8-4.
8-4, okay.
The next one is Virginia Tech at Virginia.
Who are the four people who had the right side?
Gosh,
Washington.
Washington, Faxon.
He's right.
Ben.
Right.
You.
Right.
I don't see the other one.
Well, the
I
other one's.
Somebody.
The other one's
Quah.
Probably.
Quah.
Okay.
All right. Then Virginia Tech at Virginia.
Uh-huh.
11.5 Virginia. I took Virginia Tech. I didn't see any sense in taking Virginia at all.
Even though Virginia is probably the favorite or one of the favorites to win the ACC championship.
Exactly
and
for that
playoff,
reason.
And go to the playoff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You see any sense
no,
in taking
I
that?
I did not.
You took sense in
I
you
saw all that.
You saw
I
sense in taking crappy Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I knew all that and I still did it the other way. You know, I don't even know what was wrong with me.
So. Oh, Lord.
And then the last
well,
game.
No, wait a minute. Do I get to say who I picked?
You took Virginia Tech.
They don't know that.
Sure they do.
No, they
it's
don't.
Right here.
Yeah, I took Virginia Tech because it's just too many points. And plus, Virginia Tech has a history of
See, now,
kicking
why don't you just let
the
me
crap
know?
Out of Virginia. And part of me thinks that I would not be surprised if Virginia goes chokey-choke here. I just wouldn't. Virginia Tech played pretty competitively against Miami. I don't know if that was the last bullet in their gun or not, but we'll find out. I mean, they own Virginia, and that's part of what I'm thinking about. I think there are going to be some upsets. I would not be shocked if this is one of them. It's too many points.
Okay.
What do you got? What's the spread?
7-5 Virginia Tech.
7-5 Virginia Tech.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
How about that?
Yeah.
And then everybody knows the last one is Clemson, South Carolina. For some reason, South Carolina, well, for some reason, it's only a 2.5-point spread. I took Clemson. I'm not taking South Carolina. I had, in the beginning of the year, I had hopes for South Carolina.
You had hopes
of that
for them?
Quarterback? Yeah, yeah. And then something happened.
Yeah, something
I don't
happened.
Know. Did he get hurt or something happened to him?
Sadly,
and
no.
And so now it's just.
I don't mean I'm. That sounds like I'm room for
no,
him to be
I
injured.
Know,
yeah,
I know. I
no.
know you took
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I sadly took South Carolina. I had Clemson not suffered the injuries to Jacobs and Lawson, I would have taken Clemson here, but. I'm just concerned with those two injuries. I think I think it's your most impactful defensive lineman right now and your most impactful offensive lineman. I think it's a bad loss right before a rivalry game. I think it's close. I think it's 2017, 23, 24, 21. I think it's right in that range. I hope I'm wrong, but I think South Carolina finds a way to win. Let me tell you about Underdog. Fast breaks, buzzer beaters, block parties are back, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina, and it's that time again. Feast Week is back on Underdog from November 26th through November 30th. Check the app daily for special promos. I'll be doing that as soon as I get off. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. So go higher or lower on stats like points, rebounds, steals, assists, more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your money. If you listen to the show yesterday, I gave you a live on the show game winning Underdog pick. Hope you tailed me. I don't have anything yet tonight, but of course I will. It's just a matter of minutes. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's $100. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, healthy Thanksgiving. If you are traveling, do so safely. 73 million people on the road and about 2 million police officers and a bunch of nuts. So stay away from the nuts, especially the red light runners who just think that red lights are merely a suggestion. Stay tuned. Overtime with Ashby is coming your way.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors,